Welcome to the only daily podcast focusing on compliance news of the day. Each morning, start your day with a cup of coffee and Tom Fox, the voice of compliance, to hear about four of the top compliance, corruption, or leadership stories you will need to start your day. The Daily Compliance News is a production of the Compliance Podcast Network.
First, a word from this month's sponsor, Ethico.
In the delicate arena of compliance, every conversation matters. Traditional methods can leave callers feeling unheard, but Ethico changes the game. Our empathetic interview technique reshapes compliance calls into powerful, compassionate interactions, ensuring no crucial detail is missed. It's about creating a conversation that matters, that resonates, that makes a difference. Be the change in your compliance approach. See the transformation for yourself at ethico.com/CPN. Book a demo, try our free ROI calculator, and explore the white paper by Tom Fox, The ROI of Compliance.
The Daily Compliance News for April 24, 2024, the No Non-Competes Agreement. And we begin with that story as the Federal Trade Commission has banned limiting employees from working for rivals through non-compete clauses. This significantly reduces workers' wages and stifles new business and new ideas. Of course, businesses don't want this. They want to keep people and not ever have to let them go to a competitor. So this will be a significant court case, but it's certainly the first step to get rid of these heinous clauses. Next up from the Wall Street Journal, Risk and Compliance Journal, Dylan Tokar reporting that prosecutors have unsealed an indictment charging 10 individuals with a scheme to illegally procure aircraft parts for Venezuela's state-owned oil company, PDVSA. The indictment follows the arrest of one of the defendants last week. The gentleman arrested was the head of PDVSA's logistics, procurement, and warehousing. And the indictment stretches back to December 2021 when the defendants collaborated in a scheme to procure airplane parts. Next up from the Financial Times and an Inside Business Opinion piece, the question is posed is why is CEO succession so difficult to get right? Boards are being forced to think about finding future leaders earlier as shareholders demand greater insight. Of course, one of the big problems is that there's insufficient due diligence done on CEOs, and they're not taking a look at those who are being considered. They don't plan, they don't have a bench ready, and it's really something that companies need to spend a lot more time getting ready for. And our final story comes to us from Al Jazeera, which reports that Ukraine's agriculture minister has been made a suspect in a corruption probe. He has pledged his full cooperation. It is a probe for a theft of land or a land grab from Ukrainian farmers and others by a large group of individuals. So, corruption in Ukraine continues to be a problem, and we can only hope that President Zelensky is able to successfully fight this scourge going forward, because it's certainly going to impact EU membership, and it may impact NATO membership. Thanks so much for listening. We look forward to visiting with you again tomorrow on the Daily Compliance News. As I mentioned at the start of this podcast, this month's sponsor for the entire Compliance Podcast Network is Ethico. Have you ever wondered how to show the ROI of your compliance program? Have you struggled with the budgeting process, getting the funds you want for your compliance program? Well, I've partnered with Ethico to put together a white paper on the ROI of compliance, which shows you not only how to demonstrate ROI, but also how to speak finance when you're sitting across from the CFO with your budget proposals. Check out the website and get the white paper. The Daily Compliance News is a production of the Compliance Podcast Network and a proud member of C-Suite Radio. Thanks so much for listening. I hope you'll join me again tomorrow.